On this Independence Day weekend, President Bush used his weekly radio address to thank the people who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces.
In places like Afghanistan and Iraq, many risk their lives every day to protect America and uphold the principle that human freedom is the birthright of all people and a gift from the Almighty. These brave Americans make it possible for America to endure as a free society.
As part of his tribute, Mr. Bush recalled the words written by Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence.
232 years ago, our founding fathers came together in Philadelphia to proclaim that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
In the Democratic Party response, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois also used the writings of the Founding Fathers to salute the armed forces. He quoted from a letter written by John Adams to his wife Abigail.
He wrote, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope," he added, "you'll make good use of it." On this 4th of July weekend, as we celebrate our nation's independence, we can be proud that the generations of Americans who followed John Adams have preserved and expanded our heritage of freedom. Today, women and African Americans can not only vote for president, they can run for president. That's progress that would have astonished John, maybe even Abigail Adams.
On another topic, Durbin criticized the Republican minority in the U.S. Senate, saying it's held up progress on numerous issues.
They have now shattered the record for the highest number of filibusters in history. Filibusters, of course, are the age-old procedural obstacles used to slow down or stop the Senate from debating and voting. Now, before this Congress, the record was 57 filibusters in a two-year period of time. This Republican leadership has waged 78 filibusters, and we still have 6 months to go.
Durbin also called on Republicans to support a bill to prevent a cut in federal health care payments to doctors. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.